We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davim and Menachem Shemchan Yaakov and Pinchas Aliyah. We are in Bava Basra, Perakei Mishnah Yud. By way of introduction, the Torah says in Parshas Kedoshim, in Vayikra Perak Yutes, Mosenei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, Eifas Tzedek, Vehin Tzedek Yelochem. Avnei Tzedek, literally stones of righteousness, those are the weights that we use when we have a scale. So we put a weight on one side, and then this way we know the merchandise we have on the other side, what it's going to weigh. Eifa, what's that? So that's a Midas Hayavesh, that is a dry measure. Hin is Midas Halach, is a liquid measure. So Mosnei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, Eifas Tzedek, Vehin Tzedek Yelochem. So here we see there's a mitzvah saseh to be what we call it to be mitzadek hamaznayim hamishkolos v'hamidos, to make sure that they're fair and just, and that we do this with honesty. And make sure that when we're using all of these measures, that we have to be very careful not to be cheating our customers. The Rambam speaks about this in Hilchos Geneva Periches. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us that someone who's selling wine or oil has to wipe down the measuring kalim that he's using every once in a while for anything that's left over, maybe stuck onto the walls, to the bottom, because of course they can, in this way, potentially, he may cheat his customers because it's going to look like there's more weight on something, but really it's not. He's not selling anything. It's just because of the weight of what's been left over that's stuck onto the wall. And there are three categories of people we speak of who potentially may be selling. There's the balabais. This is the person who's gathering his produce, his grain from the fields, or his wine from the vineyard, his oil from his olive trees. And he has enough usually for the people in his house. And everything else he sells to the wholesaler. That's the sitton. Then we have the sitton. He's the one who buys from the balabais, from the farmer himself, and then he sells it to the kimonaim. These are the retailers. And that is who's the chenvani, like the shopkeeper, the person who has a store. And the chenvani, he's of course selling a little bit at a time to his customers. So here the Mishnah says, Hasiton mikaneach midosav achas l'shloshim yom, ubal habayis achas l'shnei masachodesh. The siton, the wholesaler, has to wipe down his measures, the containers he's using for measuring the wine or oil that he's selling. He has to wipe them down once every 30 days. So anything that dries out, any of the dregs that dry out, are not building up and end up holding less in that container than it really should, and it'll end up cheating his customers. The balabayis, who's using his measure not as often as the wholesaler, has to, so he's not going to have as much buildup. So he should make sure to wipe them down once every year, once every 12 months. From Shimon Gamliel Omer Chilof Hadvar, he thinks it's the opposite. The wholesaler who's using his measures on a regular basis, so because he's using them all the time, the liquids don't dry up. So that way he doesn't have to worry. So once a year is sufficient to clean. But the balabais, who doesn't use them that often, so whatever he's using ends up drying onto the side. It doesn't get wiped away, doesn't remain liquid and get wiped away by the next use. So then there's more of a concern. He has to wipe them down more often, once every 30 days. Mishnah then says, chenvani, he's the shopkeeper, he's the retailer, mekaneach midosav pa'amayim b'shamas. He has to wipe them down twice a week. If you remember, we spoke about the fact that Mishnah Ches, that the chenvani doesn't have to do that tipping of the last three drops for the buyer when he's selling any liquid, because he's very busy and there's no expectation that he's going to do that. So because of that, he's going to have more liquid left on his containers and his measures and the midos that could potentially dry up. So he has to wipe them out, wipe them down even more often than the balabais, and certainly more than the sitton. Let's say, according to the first opinion, even more than once every 30 days, has to do it twice a week. And he also has to, memache here means to wash, not just wipe down. He has to wash the weights. That's what he uses. Let's say he has a scale. And so he has to make sure that he has to wash them down once a week. So here we're not speaking about the midos, the containers, but here is the scale. On the scale, on one side of the scale, he has those weights. So that's a 1 pound weight, 2 pound weight, whatever it may be, on one side. And then on the other side, he's going to put the meat or the fish that he's selling. So here, those weights themselves also maybe things may stick to the weights as well, dry onto them. They make them heavier. And then, so because of that, he has to wash them down. He has to wipe that, these, they have to wash them off as well, but that's once a week. Umekanech moznayim al kol mishkol umishkol. What about the scale itself, which are the pans of the scale? So then he has to wipe them down, not wash, but this mekanech has to wipe them down after each and every weighing that he does. So nothing from the sale that he just made previously is remaining on that pan. Anything left on the pan, he's cheating the customer that he's going to sell to afterwards. When do we say this halacha? Meaning, when we speak about all these rules of cleaning down the scales and the weights, this is all true balach. When we're speaking about liquids, things that are moist, but it's not just liquids. This includes where you're selling, because we mentioned you have weights on one side. So what's on the other side? Not clearly not a liquid, but you can have meat or fish, which are liquidy as well. So this is all speaking about when I have my scales and I have the pound, let's say 1 pound weight on one side, and then I'm going to put meat or fish on the other side. So there are fats as oils in them, and they stick to the weights, and therefore they have to be cleaned regularly. But if you're selling something that is completely dry, so let's say spices, grain, and the like, so then you don't need to wipe down the scales because nothing is going to stick to the scales. If you see that they're dirty, of course you want to clean them down, but there's no obligation to do so on a regular basis. Now the Mishnah says something else. Depending on what the minhag hamakom is, some people add extra to the scale. So here what it's saying is that the obligation is, assuming there's such a custom, that the seller has to add enough extra so that the scale is going to tilt, a tefach for the benefit of the customer, enough that the side of the scale, usually we want to measure things out equally. So let's say you have the 1 pound weight on one side, and then you put 1 pound of fish, let's say he's buying of salmon, on the other side, and they're equal. So now in some places the custom is that the customer gets a little bit extra, and therefore you have to meachria the weight so that the fish now lowers down a tefach, now more than a tefach, the size of the fist, let's say, more than the weight. In this way, the customer is the one who ends up gaining. Hayoshokel o ayin ba'ayin, but let's say the custom is that no, everything's exactly equal, the two sides of the scale are even, and it's not, you don't have this custom of being machria tefach, then no sin lo geirum of. Then he still has to give a little bit of extra weight. What extra weight is he giving? I thought things are, according to this custom, things are equal. Echad la asara malach, 1/10 of a measure for every 10 measures of liquid that's being sold. That's 1% of the sale. Ve'echad la'esen bayavesh, and 1/20 of a measure for every 20 measures of dry, whatever you're selling that's dry. We spoke about spices and grains, etc. And that is 1/4 of 1%, 1/400 of the sale. Why do we give the customer when it comes to lach as opposed to yavesh? Because when it comes to liquids, it comes to lach, a certain amount is often left behind when the seller is pouring it out. So because of that, we end up trying to give the extras. Even when we go ayin ba'ayin, we try to give a little bit extra to the customer. As opposed to the yavesh, where it's dry, you don't have things left in the containers generally. So therefore, we don't have to be as concerned. We give 1 out of 400. Then the Mishnah says, makom shenagu lamod bedaka lo yamad begasu. We're speaking about the types of the containers we're using. So if the custom is to use a smaller dacha, literally a thin container, where you're going to use it many, even if you're selling a large amount, you're going to use it many, many times and just fill it up many times. So lo yamad begasu, you don't have the right to measure with a larger container. Why is that? So the Bar Tuna explains, using a midah ktana, if that's the custom, lo yamad begasu the midah gadol to have hefsed to the lokeach, the customer will end up losing out. Why? She'ein no sein lo ela hechriya achad. Remember we spoke about be machriya tefach, you give a little extra. So if you're going to use a larger container, there's only one time that you're going to give him the customer a little bit extra. But if you're measuring many, many times because you're using a smaller container, so you'll end up being machriya, tilting it in his favor on more occasions. So therefore, end up gaining more. So therefore, if the minhag is to use a smaller container, and yet we fill it up many, many times, even if he's buying a large quantity, you shouldn't be using a gasa, a larger one. Because if the custom is to use a larger scale, so lo yomar badaka, so then we don't use a smaller one. So here, if the custom is that we weigh a very large quantity all at one time in a larger container, the buyer can't tell the seller, I want it a liter at a time, because that'll end up tilting the scale by a tefach many, many times, and the seller will end up losing. Then the Mishnah says, limchok lo yigdosh. If the custom is that we are mochek, we level off the container so that it's even, let's say you're selling flour or grain, whatever it may be, and we don't heap it up, lo yigdosh. So then he doesn't have to, the seller, the buyer can't force the seller to heap up the container. Lo yigdosh says the buyer, tenur va'afal pisha losif lo bidam, I'm going to pay you more. It doesn't matter. The lo yigdosh. And ligdosh lo yimchok. And if the custom is you heap them up over the brim, so then lo yimchok, you can't level it off, even if he's charging less for the container, because it's not heaped up. No, if the minhag is to heap it up, you're supposed to heap it up. We're supposed to follow the general minhag hamakom.